coming up, to click or not to click, where Facebook stands on clickbait.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. So for a couple of years now, Facebook has had an anti-clickbait campaign. You see them in your feed all the time. You can't help but click on a quiz, a shocking celebrity picture, confirmation of which Kardashian you are. The point is, it's been an ever-present fixture that some of us love and some of us not so much. Well, now Facebook has stepped up this anti-campaign of sorts, changing its newsfeed algorithm to weed out these deceptive headlines. Reporter of all things Facebook, Deepa Seetharaman, joined the Wall Street Journal with more, first explaining what led to the push to do this now.
Users complain about it all the time. They send bug reports. They talk about it in surveys with Facebook. They talk about it in complaints and in comments on these links. I mean, users are constantly complaining about clickbait, even though they can't help but click on them. So Facebook's been waging this war for 2.5 years now. I mean, they have been talking about prioritizing high-quality content over clickbait for a while, and they've taken a lot of different steps to get there.
Now, this isn't the first time that Facebook has grappled with this issue, and their previous attempts to cap clickbait did indeed lead to a survival of the fittest of sorts for publishers.
Some of the publishers adapted. You know, we talked about Upworthy in our story, and certainly they were one of the most hardest. They were one of the hardest hit of the publishers, and they adapted. They started to promote more video. They started to focus more on high-quality content. They really changed their entire business model and publishing strategy after that, and now they're posting more natively on Facebook as well. What that actually means is a little unclear. What they don't want is people, or the kinds of links and the kind of content that people click on and instantly regret. So that could mean, you know, there isn't really a firm definition for that.
There's actually a method to determining what's clickbait and what isn't.
So the way that they did it for this particular test is they looked at tens of thousands of headlines over the course of, you know, several weeks, maybe a few months, and they analyzed the nature of the headlines. So this really just focuses on the wording of the headline. And, you know, they found that there are certain word patterns that clickbaity headlines have that other regular headlines don't have. And I asked, you know, you asked Facebook this, and, you know, they say, well, we're not looking for people to put the entire article in the headline. We're not looking for people to give everything away. It's okay to pique curiosity. What we have a problem with is exploiting, I guess, the human need to know what happened and making their users feel cheated.
And there you have it, a change up to your timeline, possibly a welcome one, or quite possibly a sad day for your news feed. And so ends the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting for The Wall Street Journal in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.